Good morning, everyone. My name is Jiang Mingxu. I'm from Western Southern State University of North Carolina. And my research topic is the impact of school experience and the school contextual factors on substance abuse and high risk sexual behavior among African American female college students. And my research area is substance abuse, and actually this is my first time to do a research on a college female student. And why this topic is important? Because the STD is most infectious disease occurring for those female college students. In the female college students are at risk of a number of negative health consequences related to the high-risk sexual behavior. So this is why I just focus on this topic. The data set I use is National College Health Assessment Survey Instrument that was conducted by American College of Health Association. But the data is collected from our school, my school, the female African-American female student. And the data was collected in 2008 and by our school, the Student Health Service. And we get a total is 345 students, but we have 266 African-American female students. I just use those 266 students. So I do a research on high-risk sexual behavior. We focus on the skills. Like have you multi-sexual partners, you inconsistent use condoms, or have anal sex, or have high risk partners, or those kind of information. So this first one we can see, we ask in the last year how many sexual partners you have. Now, most of 50% have like one, and 15.3% have two. 5% have 3 in the last year, assigned 4, assigned 10, 1 is 10, 1 or 2 is 10, 1 is 14. So for this is just a distribution, as you can see here. This just compare male and female, you can see how many sexual partners they have. Okay, this I put just 5 or more. So 2.7% female students, they have more than 5. Okay, so this is just kind of distribution. And here, but then we ask, how often do your partners use a condom or during your intercourse? So we can see it, 20% they will use a condom. Okay, 5.1 is rarely, and 4.3 sometimes, and 25% always. So we can see still a lot of like 20 to 25%. Female condom, they don't use a condom. Okay? So now we ask, did you use a condom last time? Then we can see, yes, have a 46%, no, it's like a 37%. So it's pretty high for last time, not whole year, but it's last time. Okay? Then we ask, in the last 30 days, did you have anal intercourse? They say yes, and, yes. Yellow 3.5%. Then we ask, do you use a condom last time? Then it's they will use it's 10%. Okay. So then we ask, do you have oral sex? And I say yes. We have 37% female students say yes. I have oral sex. But we ask how often do you use a condom during the oral sex? They say they will use 32%. So like all of them, they don't use, most of them, they don't use condoms. Okay, so for substance abuse, we have like a schema. First one is alcohol use, then we have marijuana, cocaine, those kind of measurement. So we ask how many days you use alcohol in 30 days? We can find 1 or 2 days in 30 days. 1 or 2 days, 70%. 17% student use, in 3 to 5 days is 9%, then 6 to 9 days is 4.5%, 10 to 19 is 5%. So we can see all the distribution. But here is have no use, but in 30 days. Now you can see this table from here, okay? So we can find that a lot of students use alcohol, so like a 30%. But here you can actually compare male and female, we can see all the distribution for here. Okay, so then this one you can see ask during the last 2 weeks, how on the occasions do you drink? The one time, two times, three times. So one time, last 2 weeks, there was almost 20% students were drinking. Alcohol use is a kind of problem for a college student. That's very common. But when we here, we ask how many use marijuana, you can, they will use 81%. No, in the 30 days, it's 12.9%. 1 to 9 days, 3.4%. Or you can, this kind of distribution here, we can compare with male to see how they're different. Okay, this is use marijuana. So, but when we ask, do you use cocaine or GHB, those kind of information, but we don't have much, only two say use cocaine, but four use amphetamine. So one use GHB. No, this no, but this kind of information maybe is not true. So we can guess they didn't tell you true because we make a phone survey. So, but then you can compare. Okay, now we ask. You use alcohol, it's a reported use. 61.9 student, female student use. Marijuana, this reported use is 70%. Cocaine is 0.8%. But then we ask a student. Oh, we ask how long do you use a typical student use? We can find that 87%. A typical student means just the what's regular. How do you feel overall? It's 70. Okay. 79%, you can compare with marijuana, it's a big difference. Here it's 28%, cocaine, they only 0.8%. Okay, so we do the correlation, you can see all the correlation here. I mean, sex partner is all significant with the how many days you use alcohol. So my question is that, is the delivery for the health relative information is an issue? Many people think because they have a high risk behavior, because they don't know those information, but actually not true. So when we do the survey, we can see they all have information. Okay, how long do you receive information from the school? They are 60%, 50%, they all know this information. They all know information. We ask where those health information you get, what kind of resources you can see. Those information, they from the flyer, friend, journal, they all know those kind of information. Okay, so I do those kind of information with the relation, regulation from those multi-sex partner, use of condoms, alcohol use, they don't have any relationship. Okay, then we can see, you can see the TV, journal, they don't have a relationship. Okay, so now I just wonder, the impact for school experience is an issue, or contextual factor is an issue. So you can see here in this, in my school, those are kind of issues. We have 16% that have emotional abuse. So you can sex touch against the UVL, 60.4%. You can say those school factors, school environment, those are issues. So then you do the regulation, you can see all the school, that those issues is correlated with those high risk behavior, those alcohol use, marijuana use, all those you can see. All here is a significant effect. Now, many people say we need a program to let students know HIV education, but or STD education, but actually no student know what happened. So why do those high-risk sexual behavior? Because the school environment, maybe other students do that, I want to do that. But actually know all the information for HIV transmission, all those issues. So this is why this study. Okay, thank you very much. So we have a conclusion here. So school experience, contextual factors are very important. The number two is many current prevention programs may not be sufficient to reduce the high-risk sexual behavior among the African females, African-American female college students. So if we want to promote to promoting effective HIV-STD prevention, we need to consider student school experience and the school contextual factors. So if I can see those table, we can find those information. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the presentation.